Hello, how are you? I'm Chris, and this is episode 13, lucky episode 13 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Hopefully I'm still on the air after that COVID episode. Number 12 was about COVID. Number 13, I'm gonna make this one about Bitcoin. A lot of Republicans don't know much about Bitcoin, and I think it's important to talk about it, and it's important, and why it's important. Why is Bitcoin important? And Bitcoin is two things. First of all, it's a way to escape the government's money system, essentially, and also it's a way to control government. It's a way to rein in government. So if you look, where the Republican Party is supposed to be the party that believes in limited government. We believe in freedom. We believe in the individual, not government. Government's full of morons. You know, yes, government is it has some useful things that it can do, but for the most part, it's a bunch of idiots. That's why we have what's called inflation. You know, we all know what inflation is. Inflation is prices going up all the time. And the price of your loaf of bread goes up every year, right? But does the loaf of bread get more valuable somehow? Does it get more valuable to society? No. It's just the dollars that you're using to buy the loaf of bread get less valuable. So that's what happens. That's inflation. So the dollars are losing purchasing power. They're losing value. They're becoming less and less valuable. And why? Because government prints up tons of money, prints tons of dollars, just prints them, you know, new dollars into existence. When you make something less scarce, when you make it more abundant, you make it less valuable. It's really pretty simple. So that's why we experience inflation. And inflation is not natural. It's not supposed to be that way. It's not the natural state of any economy. The natural state of an economy should be price stability or deflation. But you know, because you have this government just printing money out of control, you have the value of the dollar just continuously loses value. Just the value goes down continuously. So if you take your money out of, so basically the advantage of Bitcoin is you can get your money out of the dollar and put it into Bitcoin, and the government cannot print nobody can print an unlimited amount of Bitcoin. Now there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there, and I don't know much about all of us. There's millions of them. I don't know. There's thousands of them. But, you know, and I'm not giving anybody financial advice. I'm just saying what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is a way that you can take your money, your dollars, convert them into something that the government cannot inflate away. And that's what the government does. The government prints dollars and inflates away the value of those dollars. If you take $100 and put it in a coffee can and stick it in your closet for 20 years, in 20 years you'll be able to buy less with that $100. You'll be able to buy a pack of gum with it. But if you do the same with a Bitcoin, now Bitcoin goes up and down, it's very volatile, but the idea is at least the government can't inflate it away. So that's number one. And we're supposed to be, you know, the Republicans are supposed to be the party of the people, the party of the peasants, you know, not the party of the government. And look, there are a lot of establishment Republicans who are against Bitcoin. They don't like this because Bitcoin is a challenge to the government money system. Because the other thing that Bitcoin does is imagine if the government had to actually operate with a balanced budget today. they could never do it. They'd have to double everybody's taxes, which nobody would pay it, there would be a revolt, or they would have to slash government spending, which means the government would have to cut itself. And the government never cuts itself. Nobody ever cuts the government. You know, Donald Trump went there and tried to cut spending, and everybody told him that he was killing Big Bird and sending grandma off a cliff. You know, nobody in Washington has the guts to cut spending. This is their domain. This is their livelihood. I mean, that's how they make a living. Taxing you they win elections by printing up money and buying votes, by saying, I'm going to build a new bridge in your town, or I'm going to give you $800 million to do this, and I'm going to have a new military base in your state or whatever. You know, and that's how they win elections. These people are corrupt. They are incompetent. They either don't know what they're doing, or they know very well what they're doing. They just don't care, because, you know, they are destroying the dollar. They're destroying the value of the dollar with all this money printing, and they don't have an exit plan. Because the only exit plan is to cut themselves. It's to cut the government. That's the only way we get out of this. And nobody has the guts to do it. And nobody has a plan to do it. You know, if you even say you want to cut the rate of growth of spending, they call you a Nazi, or, you know, you're killing grandma. So nobody has the guts. And so we Republicans, we have to be the ones with the guts to send people to Washington who are going to cut the government. Because that's the only way to stabilize the dollar. That's the only way we're going to pay off our debt, which let's face it, we're never going to pay off our debt. Never. We will inflate away the value of we will pay off our debts with money that is worth less in the future. That's how we'll pay off our debts, through inflation. So, and what that does is that just eats away at your savings. So the only way you can have any savings is to get your money out of the dollar, or to invest in the stock market and just hope it goes up forever, which is a gamble, right? So once again, not giving anybody financial advice. I'm just explaining what Bitcoin is. So Bitcoin is a way to escape this government system that these morons in government have trapped us in. And it's also a way to constrain the growth of government. Because if everybody just gets out of the dollar, then the government can't print up unlimited amounts of dollars. If nobody wants dollars, if you get paid in Bitcoin and not dollars, then, and you buy your groceries with Bitcoin, you buy your car with Bitcoin, and, you know, because the idea is, obviously, I don't know if I said this, but there is a finite amount of Bitcoin. Okay, that's key. I should have mentioned that at the beginning. There's a finite amount of Bitcoin, and the government can never make more. Nobody can just create more Bitcoin out of thin air, the way they do with dollars. So if you're doing everything with Bitcoin, if you're completely out of the dollar, then you don't want dollars, then how can the government print up money, print up more dollars, and offer them to you if you don't want them? So if nobody wants them, if they're not worth anything, they're worth toilet paper, which is what they're going to be worth eventually, the way the government is printing money. So you know, I think that Republicans should embrace Bitcoin. And I don't know about other cryptocurrencies, but I know that Bitcoin is the money of the people. You know, and now I could be completely wrong about this. I could be wrong. Bitcoin could just completely evaporate. Like, Peter Schiff is a big anti-Bitcoin guy. I'm a big fan of Peter Schiff. And I know he's a big fan of gold, and I'm also a big fan of gold and silver, real things. But Bitcoin, I don't think he quite gets Bitcoin. And so I think I'm right about Bitcoin. I could be wrong though, but the idea is that at least the government can't inflate away the value of your Bitcoin. And that's at least that's something. So, and it's a way to force the government to live with it within its means. Because once the government has to actually live within its means, has to actually take in taxes, and not it's not able to print up unlimited amounts of dollars, then we can actually constrain the power of government, and we can all be more free. And that's what we want, right? That's what we want. But remember, in order to get that, in order to be more free, you need less government. The government has to get smaller in order for you to be more free. Just keep that in mind. So, that's episode 13. Hope you like that one, hope this one, and I'll see you on episode 14. Adios.